This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. In Karnataka, the Congress Legislature Party meeting in Vidhan Sauda has elected D.K. Shivakumar as its new leader after the resignation of Siddaramaiah. His name was proposed by outgoing Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and Dr. G. Parameshwar. After adopting the resolution, AICC General Secretary K.C. Venugopal made the official announcement. Later briefing the media persons in Bengaluru, Mr. Venugopal said, D.K. Shivakumar will visit the governor to stake claim to form the government. He also announced that the swearing-in ceremony will be held on 3rd of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 134th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President of Myanmar, U Min Aung Hlaing, arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. Union Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, received him at the airport. Earlier yesterday, the President of Myanmar visited Gaya in Bihar and prayed at Mahabodhi Temple. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several cabinet ministers, senior officials and the business leaders. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Mr. Hlaing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated the Myanmar president's positive sentiment towards deepening the long-standing bilateral cooperation. The Khet Bachao Abhiyan to promote balanced and judicious use of fertilizers will be launched across the country on 1st of June and will be carried out throughout the month. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan chaired a high-level meeting regarding the preparations of the campaign in New Delhi yesterday. He said that the campaign should be made a comprehensive national drive connecting farms, farmers and villages. The minister said the focus of the campaign will be on balanced and judicious use of fertilizers, timely advice to farmers in view of weather-related challenges, active participation at panchayat level and delivering the benefits, the schemes, directly to the villages. Vice Admiral Sanjay Vatsayan assumed charge as the chief of the Western Naval Command yesterday, succeeding to one of the Indian Navy's most significant operational appointments. Prior to this role, he served as the Vice Chief of the Naval Staff at Naval Headquarters in New Delhi. Following the change of command, he paid tribute to fallen soldiers at the God of Stambh, Pillar of Honour at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. An alumnus of the National Defence Academy, he was commissioned into the Indian Navy on 1st of January 1988. He is a recipient of the Param Vishisht Seva Medal, Ati Vishisht Seva Medal and Nau Sena Medal. Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has hailed the launching of the Skycast system at IGI Airport in New Delhi. In a social media post, the minister said that the advanced weather monitoring systems like Skycast can significantly improve flight operations during fog and turbulence. He added that as this technology expands to more airports across the country, it will strengthen safety and enhance the travel experience for passengers. Mr. Naidu emphasized that the move is an example of the whole-of-government approach, where science, technology and aviation come together to deliver better outcomes for citizens. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorm over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. Thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds is also expected in most of North India, including Bihar and Gangetic West Bengal today. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the finals of the Singapore Open tournament. The Indian pair defeated world number one South Korea's duo in the semi-final yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.